So at the end of the day now at the NIAS event, I'm here with Andrea Birch from Dane. Can you tell me a little bit about Dane?
Dane stands for Digital Activist Inclusion Network, and we're an East Midlands based project working to promote digital inclusion through working with a model of learning champions, but what we call digital activists. So NIAS is one of our project partners. We also work with CEFET and East Midlands, third sector organisation, and four transnational partners.
So, where do they work?
Obviously NIAS is a national organisation, WA is national, but as the East Midlands region, we're the lead partner, and CEFET is an East Midlands organisation. And then we have four transnational partners in Belgium, France, Greece and Germany. And the aim of the project is to find different and effective ways to engage people experiencing digital and social exclusion, but by working with volunteers from those target communities. So it's very much the learning champion model.
Fantastic. And what have you thought of today so far then?
It's been really interesting. I've heard about and learned about projects, local and national projects that I wasn't aware of. So I'll certainly be following up some of those contacts. As with many conferences, that's where some of the really useful stuff happens. It's the conversations around the coffee machine. So I'll definitely be following those up. It's been very useful.
Brilliant. And I think that's something that we find quite interesting, is that, you know, every time you come to one of these events, you meet more people from different organisations that you didn't know about, projects you didn't know about. Do you think that that's something, we're talking about digital and the power of digital, that there should be somewhere where you can find these things out without having to hopefully network with the right people at the right events?
Definitely, and as many people have said, it's all out there, but it's all out there in a million different places, and knowing where those one or two key places are to look would be very useful, I think.
Do you think this would help more people get online? I mean, we've been talking today about kind of the problems of, you know, getting those people who are digitally excluded involved, and one part of it obviously is financial, but another is, you know, what is the call to action? Why would they get involved?
I think networking and information sharing at that level may help those who are engaging with those people that are experiencing digital exclusion. I still believe that you've got to have some human intervention there. Online resources or information, no matter how good it is, isn't going to reach people who aren't engaging in technology. It's a catch-22 situation. So the interesting projects that we've been hearing about today have been around working the mediators, the brokers in that relationship, who are often volunteers but maybe in other roles in the community, and how important that role is, the human interface between technology, but obviously making the technology and information accessible is a big part of that.
One of the questions that seemed to come up today was, is it important for 100% of the population to be online?
I think it's, you can answer that question, but it's important for 100% of the population to have the access and information to make that choice as to whether they want to be online. So to have the physical access and the support to explore it and then make that choice.
Great. Thank you very much.